This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Suicides among Colorado young people have fallen to the lowest level in more than 15 years, according to the State Health Department. Last year, among those 10 to 18, there were 39 suicide deaths, down from a peak in 2020 when 87 young people died by suicide. Though the reason isn't clear, agency officials credit prevention, therapy, and hotline programs. A western Colorado wildfire forced the evacuation of a state prison. Rachel Cohen with the Mountain West News Bureau reports on how climate change could affect incarcerated people in the West.
179 people were relocated from the Rifle Correctional Center to another prison hours away for safety as the nearby Lee Fire grew. A study last year at the University of Colorado Boulder found 3 out of 4 of the state's prisons or jails were located in places with elevated risk for wildfires, heat, floods, or landslides.
The exposure alone tells us that, you know, we need to pay attention to these facilities.
Sheena Dashti is a professor and study author, but she says many prisons may not be equipped to deal with climate disasters. When it comes to heat, a recent analysis by the news organization Reuters found nearly half of state prisons in 29 states have partial or no air conditioning in housing units. Not all states shared data, but those that did included Arizona, Nevada, Utah, and Wyoming. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Flooding could be a problem today in parts of Colorado where wildfires have burned. There's the chance for thunderstorms this afternoon and for much of the week. Around Denver and in Colorado Springs, it's highs in the 70s. This is CPR News.